Okay, so co-working spaces, they're everywhere now, right?
Yeah.
But are they actually all they're cracked up to be?
Right.
Like you hear all this buzz about productivity utopias and instant networking,
Right.
but we wanted to see if it's true.
Yeah.
So we're diving deep into some blog posts from Ondernemerschuh's Hansegild,
Okay.
which if you don't know is a co-working space in the Netherlands, to see like what's their perspective on all of this.
Yeah, and they're calling these spaces microclusters.
Microclusters.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that is that it suggests it's not just about, escaping home office isolation,
Right.
but it's about tapping into a specific kind of community.
So it's like this little mini ecosystem for your work life.
Yeah, exactly.
And, their blog posts talk about networking and even landing clients. Have you ever heard of that happening? Like people actually getting clients from these spaces?
Oh, yeah. Well, Hansegild definitely emphasizes the community aspect, and they suggest that it can lead to all sorts of things, like you're saying, client referrals or collaborations or even joint projects. I mean, they even quote this one entrepreneur. They say he's 43 years old, who completely like redid his whole client strategy from something he overheard at his co-working
So
space.
it's like being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, exactly.
But then I wonder, like, is that all it is? Just kind of like serendipitous coffee chats? Or do
Yeah.
people actually get work done?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, because I know Hansegild acknowledges that there is this tension that exists between, wanting to connect with people and wanting to be productive, right? And they actually cite some research on this. Have you heard of Rojkes, Benuzzi, Waters Lynch, or Duff?
I haven't, no.
Okay, well, these researchers, they found that just being in a co-working space doesn't make you a networking superstar.
Interesting. So it takes more than just showing up with your laptop.
Absolutely, yeah. And what I think is really fascinating is that they found that the design of the space itself plays a really important role. Some co-working spaces are really structured to encourage those chance encounters and
I
conversations,
see.
but then others, they're honestly more like a bunch of desks, just kind of put in a room together.
Yeah, so how do you tell the difference? Like, what should you look for?
Well, Hansegild uses this phrase that I think is really helpful, positive collisions. So they're talking about these short but valuable exchanges that can happen throughout a workday. And they design their space to encourage these collisions. So, maybe think communal areas that invite interaction, or they might even hold events or workshops to bring people together.
That's more than just free coffee and like trendy furniture.
Exactly.
Like, the design actually has to support those positive collisions.
Right, because otherwise you really are just paying for overpriced Wi-Fi. And this actually ties into another important idea that Hansegild talks about, intrinsic motivation.
Intrinsic motivation.
Yeah.
So isn't that like when you feel good about the work you do?
Yeah, exactly.
But what does that have to do with being in a co-working space?
Well, so Hansegild actually breaks intrinsic motivation down into three different elements, and those are autonomy, competence, and relatedness. And they argue that a well-designed co-working space can actually boost all three of those.
Okay, I think I see where you're going with this. So, like, autonomy, because you're choosing to be there, it's not your typical 9-to-5 office.
Exactly, yeah.
And then competence, maybe it's like being surrounded by all these other people who are driven and motivated. Like, that kind of rubs off on you.
Yeah, you feed off of that energy. And then
Got it.
there's relatedness, right? Which is that feeling of connection. And that goes way beyond just networking. It's about being a part of a community, which
I
can
see.
be honestly like such a game changer, especially if you're a freelancer or you work remotely, because you're often working by yourself.
It's like finding your work tribe,
Yeah, exactly.
which can make all the difference, even if you're not, like actively working together on projects.
Absolutely. And Hansegild talks about how these spaces can provide this sense of belonging, like the shared experience, or even just, having a quick conversation with someone that just like brightens your day a little bit. They quote one person, one member at their space, who said, let's see, that just having other people around who get it makes the tough days feel less daunting.
Yeah, that's so true. It's easy to go down a rabbit hole when you're stuck at home, like with no one to talk to except your cat. And You mentioned mental health before, which I wanted to circle back to because
yeah.
I feel like that plays a big part in this whole relatedness thing, right?
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, I think that's something that doesn't get talked about enough.
Right.
Like when we talk about co-working, it's always, oh, you're going to be more productive. You're going to do all this networking.
Right.
But the mental health aspect of it is huge, you know, because isolation can really wear you down.
Yeah, totally.
And co-working spaces, they kind of give you this built-in support system.
It's like a lifeline for people who are, you know, like struggling with the loneliness of remote work or whatever.
Right.
But I also noticed that, like, Hanseguild seems to acknowledge that co-working isn't, like, you know, this magical solution for everything.
Yeah.
Like, they talk about finding balance.
Yeah, they do. They definitely emphasize that. It's not about replacing those times when you really need to buckle down and focus.
Yeah.
It's about having options.
Right.
So maybe, you know, some days you need to just be laser focused and you put your headphones on and you're in a quiet corner. And then other day you're like, you know what? I need a little bit more of that, like, buzz, you know?
Yeah, you want that energy.
And I want to, like, chat with people.
Right.
So it's about having that flexibility.
Yeah, having the flexibility to kind of design your day in a way that works for you.
Exactly.
But how do you actually do that? Like, how do you find that balance? Especially when, you know, these places are designed to create all these positive collisions.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all...
How do you find that zen when you're surrounded by people?
Yeah.
You know,
like, how do you create those boundaries so you're not, like, getting pulled into a million conversations when you're trying to, like, actually get stuff done?
That's where I think intentionality comes in.
Okay.
And Hanseguild really stresses this, like, you got to go in with a plan.
Okay.
And, like, part of that plan might honestly be as simple as, like, remembering to pack your noise-canceling headphones.
So you can literally, like, tune out the noise.
Exactly.
When you need to focus.
Exactly. Or maybe, you know, what works for you is, like, designating certain times for work and then other times for socializing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, you wouldn't, you know, be chatting up your coworkers in your cubicle at your old job, you know, nonstop.
Right, right.
So it's kind of like, have that same, you know, respect for the space and for other people's time.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that, like, even though it's this more, I don't, like, relaxed kind of atmosphere,
right,
it doesn't mean that you can't have structure, you know?
Exactly. And Hanseguild actually talks about this, too.
Okay.
They talk about the importance of choosing the right co-working space.
Right.
Because, you know, not all co-working spaces are created equal. Hmm. Some are definitely way more social.
Right.
Some are really focused on quiet and productivity.
Yeah.
And you really have to think about, okay, what are my work styles and what am I hoping to get out of this?
Yeah. How do you even figure that out? Like, if you're new to this whole co-working thing, do you just, like, stalk their social media and see, like, how many ping pong tournaments they have?
Or... I mean, hey, that's one way to do it. But no, but seriously, Hanseguild recommends actually, like, going and visiting different spaces and, like, trying them out, you know, like, what's the vibe?
Yeah.
Do the members seem like your kind of people?
Right.
Does the layout of the space work for you?
Right. Because, like, a place that's awesome for, like, a team brainstorming session might be a nightmare if you need, like, total silence to code.
Exactly. Exactly. And then once you found kind of like your co-working haven, your spot, Hanseguild reminds us that it's not just about, you know, taking advantage of all the cool amenities or, you know, soaking up the community vibes.
Right.
It's also about contributing.
Oh.
So, like, offer to help people if you see them struggling with something.
Yeah.
Share your expertise. You know, maybe even organize an event or something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like you get out of it what you put in.
Exactly. It's a two-way street. And by doing that, you know, by actively participating, you're not only maximizing your own experience, you're making it a more vibrant and supportive environment for everyone else.
Yeah. I love that. And it really drives home the point that, like, co-working is about more than just the co-working, right? It's about, like, co-thriving.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, finding that community and support. And who knows, maybe you will overhear that one conversation that sparks your next big idea.
Exactly, exactly.
So for everyone listening, if you're thinking about checking out a co-working space, don't just look for a cool desk or a fancy coffee machine. Think about the people.
Hmm.
Think about the vibe. And who knows, you might just find your work tribe.